You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone now, Patrick DeHaan, Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com. Is there anyone getting more phone calls than you these days, Patrick?
Well, I don't know. There certainly could be.
I'm telling you, Patrick, what is going on with gas prices?
Well, you know, since we initially talked, even you know, less than 24 hours ago, prices have shot up yet again. Lansing and much of Michigan now seeing $3.45 a gallon. Just yesterday, it was $3.36, $3.39 here and there, and lo and behold, prices have gone up again.
Yeah, I've been passing $3.45 regularly today. Let's try to get to some of the crux of the matter, Senior Petroleum Analyst. are the prices going up in anticipation of trouble in the Middle East, or does that have nothing to do with it? I mean, help us out.
You know, that's the majority of the reason what's going on here is that investors are very concerned that these problems that started in Egypt and moved to Bahrain, Iran, now are in Libya. They're concerned that that may float over there to Saudi Arabia, and that could impact oil supply. And so think of it as a risk premium here, what's going on. It certainly is speculation. We haven't seen any change to our oil supply here in the last week. And so in light of the increased risk of getting oil from the Middle East, we've seen crude oil prices rise $14 a barrel in the last week.
Well, and I'm wondering, you know, you talk about speculation. You mentioned that, you know, and the talk about speculators getting back in the market, hoping to make a profit if something does happen. I mean, that doesn't sound right.
No, it certainly doesn't, and it's not right. You know, it makes you and I pay more at the pump, but lo and behold, you know, we live in a free market economy, and that's the way things work until the government steps in, the Commodities Future Trading Commission, that's the CFTC, has been looking at ways to limit speculation in the market, but they haven't come up with anything just yet. So we continue to wait.
Now, some of the information that I was reading said that Libya, because we're talking about that kind of specifically, only has 2% of global reserves. But in the big picture of things, how important is that?
You know, it's not real important, especially considering the spare capacity that Saudi Arabia has. Saudi Arabia could produce that 2 million barrels extra should anything happen to it. But again, here we go with the concern. What if something happens to Saudi Arabia? There goes our oil supply. There goes the spare capacity. And there go a lot of the reserves in the world today. And so we're not really focused on Libya from that standpoint, but the what if this happens in another country? Like you'd mentioned, Libya, only 2%, very small piece of the pie. In fact, the U.S. doesn't even receive oil from Libya. So a lot of this, as you can see, is speculation that problems will continue to grow in the Middle East.
And producers also, they think if fuel prices are headed up, will they slow production a little bit to try to push prices even higher? Is that part of what goes on?
That's very unlikely at this point, especially with all the spotlights looking at the oil industry right now. You can imagine that there's a lot of angry calls to politicians asking what's going on. And so oil companies are very unlikely to try and manipulate the situation anymore.
Well, and I'm looking at a graph from gas prices in February a year ago. They were at about $2.59, if the graph that I have is accurate. So this is significant for us. Now, folks over in Europe say, what's the matter with you folks? We've been paying high gas prices forever. But for us, this is significant.
That's right. And, you know, and to those Europeans, you know, that laugh at us for complaining, well, you know, we should complain that our mass transit system isn't anywhere near theirs. But yes, you know, a lot has changed over the last year. You know, not only is this Middle Eastern situation all of a sudden impacting our gas prices, but the bigger picture here is the U.S. economy, and we've continued to see demand for oil increase. And so that's certainly a reason why we're seeing higher prices as well. We continue to see Americans using 20 million barrels of oil per day in the last few weeks. After the recession, that number was only 17.5. So you can see just from that, that demand for oil and petroleum has increased. And that's a lot of the reason why as well.
Well, and then the reverse of that can also happen, can't it? As it costs us $10, $15, $20 more to fill up our tanks, we notice that amount of money as we do fill up, and then can that have a trickle-down effect where, gosh, I'm not going to drive as much, I'm not going to run to the mall, I'm not going to get as much, I'm not sure what's having to get. So it has an economic factor that way.
It certainly does. Remember, in 2008, prices went up, and then they came right back down because a lot of folks stopped going out to eat as often. They cut back their shopping. It really hurt the economy, and so there certainly is the chance that that happens again. I know personally, I'm paying $10 more at the pump than I was a few months ago, and, you know, to me, money is, you know, it's not exactly free-flowing for any of us, and so that might just have to mean that I cut back too.
Well, and like you said, we all notice it a little bit. It's one of those things that's very tangible. You're standing there watching the numbers go by. A couple of weeks ago, it was $65 or so to fill my tank. It's a lot higher than that is now. Where do you see this going, Patrick?
Well, you know, even without the Middle Eastern situation, like we said, the economy is improving. That pushes up prices. So, you know, back in December, I might have talked to you, I might have given you my forecast, but here it is again. December, I said, by Memorial Day, I expected prices to be between $3.65 and $4.05 a gallon. Yeah, I don't like that either. That's just how things look. And now with what's going on in the Middle East, there's a chance in the next week I might have to revise that upward. But we'll just have to wait and see. You know, there's a lot that can change over the weekend with that situation, so we'll find out.
Well, very good. Patrick, I appreciate your time, and I remind everybody to go to GasBuddy.com. It's a great resource to find the cheapest gas around the state and around your area. Stay warm. It sounds like you're out walking. Have a great weekend, Patrick.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you so much. Patrick DeHaan, who is Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.